Next week in Surrey Secondary Schools, urban arts, hip-hop, spoken word, breakdance, and graffiti art. These and many more modern and traditional cultural practices are part of Expressions, a series of performances created by youth from the Surrey Urban Youth Project. J.R. Guerrero is the project manager, and Richard Light is one of the youth performers, and they both join me now in the studio. Hi, both of you.
Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Now, J.R., can you describe how the Surrey Urban Youth Project was created?
Mia and Amir and myself started the project, or started going to Surrey, April last year. And it was born out of a similar project that we mounted in Vancouver. And it was called Colorblind, Youth Confronting Racism, which was held on the day of International Day of Elimination of Racial Discrimination in 2005. Now, we've adopted similar format to bring forth a similar project in Surrey. Essentially, the project is a anti-oppression training program, an arts-facilitated peer facilitation program for youth living in Surrey.
So what does that actually look like, anti-oppression training and peer facilitated? What does that actually look like on the ground?
On the ground, it's another way of looking into youth issues. It focuses on experiences by youth that we've identified as youth who may be marginalized, such as immigrant youth living in Surrey, First Nations youth, and at-risk youth. So it's bringing forth to the table these issues that they experience, whether that's in school, whether that's in family, whether that's in their community.
And how did you get involved with it, Richard? How did you find out about it?
Mia and JR, they came to my school in Oklahoma, and they just came there one day and then talked to us about what it's going to be like and what it's about, and then a few months later or a few weeks later, they called me up and then said I was accepted into it, and then it's pretty much how I got in.
What interested you about the program when you heard about it, when they came to your school? Did it seem to speak to the kind of issues that you're dealing with in your life?
Yeah, pretty much. It caught my attention, and I was like interested right away. And yeah.
Okay.
Well, we ended up with, after doing an outreach for a full month in Surrey, we ended up with about close to 100 applicants. And
well, that's a lot of interest, eh?
Yeah, there's not much youth engagement or interaction ongoing in Surrey, and that's why when they found out about this, everyone seemed to have a great interest in it. And youth right now, or the 40 people, the 40 youth that we registered and accepted to the program, had different motivations on why they joined the program. Some were attracted to the youth issues because of their personal experiences, or some were attracted to the arts that we propose to explore those youth issues with them, such as urban arts and spoken word and hip-hop and break and other cultural arts. Mm-hmm. Or they're also there because they don't have anything to do in Surrey. Mm-hmm. And giving them the opportunity to meet every Mondays at the space from 5 to 8 is good enough reason to go out there and be around peers and connect with other youth living in Surrey.
Now, you're involved in a number of different... We were chatting outside the studio before we came on air, and you're involved in a number of different creative activities. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I'm in a drum group out by East Hastings and Commercial. It's been around for a while, and I just joined it in January there, and... We had a couple performances. They went pretty well. And yeah, I'm just still learning all the songs that they're singing and practicing.
And you also do wood carving.
Yes, I do that at Klahoya. I made like about 6 or 7 carvings since October. I'm working on a feather right now. Made 2 feathers in the early year, a paddle, and a small mask.
Okay, so the arts aspect of this project then really appealed to you?
Yeah, but the like different types of art, and drawing is one strength I'm trying to build up on.
Okay,
and that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, what are people going to see at the performances, the expressions performances?
The performances will be a set of little vignettes that were broken into 3 major themes that the youth identified as their major issues. And these 3 themes are racism, the second one is sexuality and gender, and the third one being peer pressure. So there will be bits and pieces of performances, art performances within each major themes. They will see break dancing, they'll see hip hop dancing, they'll see Bhangra. They will also see art installations, film created by youth, and lots of theater.
Okay. And you're doing a drawing for the performance? Expressions?
Yeah. I think I'm doing that right at the start of it.
Somewhere there, yeah.
Yeah.
We just laid out the...
You haven't got it all nailed down yet, exactly what's going to happen.
That makes it also exciting.
Yeah. Now, Richard, you brought in a poem that you're going to be reading as part of your performance. Could you tell us a little bit about that poem? I don't know if you just want to go ahead and read it.
I did this poem last week. Last week, and... just about what I think about racism.
Great.
And I got, why do people say these things? They break my shield with words like chug, bush baby, and savage. And without my shield, I feel incomplete. My spirit is wounded by their sword, and yet my power is fueled by knowing this is wrong. I am a drummer, this is my shield. I will speak to my leader and gain their advice on how to change their beliefs so that they treat us with equality and not like dirt. My shield will get stronger with every song I sing. My shield will get stronger with each lesson I learn. My shield will get stronger with each prayer I speak. And my shield will get stronger each time I speak out.
Do you feel that being part of this performance is making your shield get stronger?
Yes, much, much stronger.
Okay. And so you're going to be doing a poem and a drawing, and we're not quite sure how that's going to work out yet.
Well, the drawing of that... we started the project in January, and people have been working in their specific arts. The participants were either interested in poetry or visual arts, whether that's painting or visual art installation. Now, with Richard's artwork, he had been working on this for a few weeks now. He's going to complete it before the show, and he's going to present it at the performance with a little bit of poetry.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And then at the Monday nights, you say you have, what actually happens at those Monday nights that's been kind of...
Yeah. Well, we've been meeting every Monday night since January for 3 hours. And we've created a space for youth that is welcoming to them. And that's why they keep on coming consistently to these Monday meetings. It's held at the Newton Youth Resource Center, which is one of our partners to the project. The project, by the way, is sponsored by the Multicultural Helping House Society and funded generously by Canadian Heritage and Coast Capital Savings. Now, the Mondays also include dinner. We give them bus tickets to get to and from the location. Some who are not able to get there by public transit, we arrange carpool because Surrey is very sprawled out.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to, I mean, there are buses, except that they come in intervals of maybe 15 minutes or so. And we just didn't want to make that a barrier for youth to participate.
Do you find you're meeting people there that you wouldn't otherwise meet?
Yeah.
What do you like about those Monday nights?
It gives me something to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, in my spare time, because I'm usually not busy at the start of the week, so...
Yeah, that's really important.
Mm-hmm. And the things that we do during the Wednesday or the Mondays is break into art groups and schedule a time when we will have a hip hop instructor to deliver part of the workshop, and for the youth who are interested in that to bring up their skill level and be able to express these experiences that they have in Surrey into through their art. And so, yeah, we've been exploring the use of art as a means for social change and getting people aware of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Is there quite a mixed group in terms of people's backgrounds who come along?
It's a very diverse set of youth. We have youth from Indo-Canadian community, from the Filipino community, from First Nations. We have youth from with African ancestry. We started with 40 youth, and now we're down to about 20, which is what we were expecting.
20 is still a lot, though. Yeah.
It's still a lot.
It's
and
very
yeah, that's what we found a bit challenging, having a really large group of youth, because we felt it really difficult to turn away youth. But essentially, a big group like that will have six adults as six or at least four facilitators who facilitate these meetings and workshops and skills building. And all our facilitators are artists, facilitators themselves.
Mm-hmm. So for you, I guess Klahowia is a First Nations school?
Yes, it is.
Is it different in your experience of living in Surrey to be interacting with kids from other communities, like from Indo-Canadian communities and Filipino, or is that the way it is for you anyway?
Well, before I started at Klahowia, I was at Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
So that's just a multicultural... Okay. School, so I'm pretty used to the different cultures in the one area.
So this pretty much just reflects what's happening in Surrey anyway. It's a very multicultural place.
It's very, it's a very diverse community, and emerging. The population in Surrey is rapidly growing, particularly with the immigrant community. Surrey has, I think, 18 high schools, the largest in the Lower Mainland, and Surrey School District seem to have a difficulty with engaging all these youth. We had spoken with Therese Campbell. She's the safe school liaison or safe school director in Surrey, and according to her, their programs and youth engagement in Surrey is about 10 years behind that of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there's a huge, huge gap of social services and youth engagements in Surrey.
Are you looking forward to the performance, Richard?
Yeah.
Nervous too?
Yes, very nervous.
Okay, well, thanks very... Oh, let me just ask you if there are tickets still available, if people listening can come.
Okay. The event is a free event.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to happen on 3 days in 3 different locations. That's June 8, 9, and 10. And the location are all in secondary schools. The first night is going to be at Kwantlen Park Secondary, Johnston Heights Secondary, and then Frank Hurt Secondary.
And you have all that information on your website, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. There's plenty of tickets, and all they need to do is phone in or even just show up.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very, very much, both of you, for coming in.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Jane.
I've been speaking with Richard Light and J.R. Guerrero of the Surrey Urban Youth Project. You can find a link to their website on our website, and our website is coopradio.org/redeye. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.